We are working very hard to have a package ready for the Secretary General to present to the General Assembly sometime next month. And it contains, first of all, very important action right now to help the Haitian people with the horrific effects of the monster hurricane that struck the island. Secondly, we have, of course, a track which deals with fighting cholera. And that means treatment, vaccination, helping to improve the sanitation and health sector. And that program is a program of around $200 million. And we see, unfortunately, a connection between the effects of the hurricane and cholera. And we are working very hard to mobilize the funding for that. We also have received very good positive reaction from the World Bank and the Inter-American Development Bank. The third track, if you include the hurricane, is the need to find a support package, identify a support package which could reach those immediately affected. And that is more complicated because it is looking back, finding out whether we should reach out to communities or to individuals. It has to do with the type of financing we will have for that fund, which is more difficult to identify in terms of funding than the first track on cholera. But that requires at least another $200 million.
Why now?
We have worked with this for some time, for about half a year, prepared the ground for taking these steps. I and many with me have been of the view that you can combine a firm legal position with compassion and practical demonstration of solidarity with the Haitian people. I think the Haitian people have suffered more than most people in the world with the horrific earthquake taking the lives of 250,000 people, the cholera taking the lives of almost 10,000 people, and now this monster hurricane. So we need to show solidarity with the Haitian people. The United Nations, after all, is about solidarity with those in need. Now, our approach is simply to do the right thing for the Haitian people and for the UN and its reputation. And therefore, we have developed this package which will prove that we are there at the side of the Haitians to indeed, in the end, eliminate cholera.
Sir, I believe you said that UN staff have been possibly ill at ease over what's been happening there. So do you think this will help in some ways change that UN staff response in terms of being ill at ease?
The Secretary General and I have talked about this for some time, and he has expressed, even in his speech to the General Assembly at the opening of the general debate, that he has two areas where he feels that we have not succeeded, that we should have done much better, and where he feels deep regrets. And one was the examples of sexual exploitation and abuse, and the second one was Haiti. So he has been thinking of this for some time. I, with my background in human rights and humanitarian affairs, have felt such unease for years. And I know that many of the people in the UN, in all ages, are relieved that we are trying now very, very honestly and strongly to get to take this step. And I hope we will get the support of member states on both tracks, both helping with the cholera fight and the special package for looking back.
Can I ask in that case, just how important is it to get that funding, that finance, that support from the international community?
It's absolutely crucial. I think we, for the credibility of this initiative, we are relying on the positive reaction to member states that they also feel this need to show solidarity with the Haitians. And we will, of course, this time be absolutely strong and firm on the accountability and the efficiency of the programs. We are talking very, very directly with the different actors, both in the receiving end and those who will implement the programs. So we really hope we will get them, member states, on our side. We have positive reaction from 6 or 7 member states already, not yet pledges, but we hope we will get these pledges. Dr. Nabarro, who is our special advisor on the 38th floor for SDGs normally, Sustainable Development Goals, has taken this on. He is a medical doctor. He worked with us on the Ebola very successfully, and he is also very good at resource mobilization. We have a great team working on it now, and very committed and very devoted, and I have rarely felt a higher morale among colleagues on this issue. The people working on it is there day and night, and I get constant feedback. I hope we will be able to have a good message coming to the General Assembly, and that we will be showing the Haitians that we are there at their side.